Hopefully well enough that we can appreciate the issues that are raised in the Ran, the Rishonim. We'll start from the beginning. So we're talking now about the case of a Chen Shavis, the Ran Dibur Masko Garsinan, the Gemara, Amarava Vachen Shavis. We have the Halacha of Shnayim Kilchasan and Shnishla Kilotefach, and now the Gemara points out the same halacha will be for Shabbos. Nigud havidofen l'nin sukkah havidofen l'nin Shabbos. Explains the Ran. Perush af agav de l'inyan Shabbos l'shavi rishus hayachid be'inan shalosh machitzos gemuros. Typically on Shabbos rishus hayachid the raisa you need three complete machitzos, not two and a tefach. But Shabbos shel sukkah muta lismoch al machitzos shel sukkah. He's basically quoting Rashi, except here you have Mefurish right away. In Rashi, we had to get it from a later Rashi, and the Bach pointed it out over here. The first Rashi, the Ran says it right away, that you're creating a sukkah right in front of your Rishus HaYachid, and you want to be able to go in and out, and also to metaltel the kula. So it's clear that the heter extends to tilto in the sukkah itself. The afal gav de b'shash habasus l'mishteri. Typically on Shabbos you couldn't allow this because you don't have three walls. Inami b'shar mechitzos yena shel sukkah. If you didn't have sukkah mechitzos, you had no schach, so it wouldn't count as a mechitza. Afil hachi l'shabbos yel sukkah sharia. Nevertheless, it will be now considered b'shus hayachid, and it's mutter on Shabbos Yom Sukkah because of the yisod of migu. The migu, the mahani, l'inyan sukkah, lechav lishem b'tocha, just like you can use it when you kind of miss a sukkah for eating and sleeping. Mahani nami l'shabbos to sukkah, l'inyan Shabbos, shei mutter l'taltel b'sukkah, b'kula b'sukkah. Comes the Ran with a new question that we haven't seen yet in Tosus or in Rashi. We saw something in the Rush on this, but we haven't seen this anywhere in Tosus. The question is obvious. L'chora, when it comes to the halacha shlishis of Yul Tefach, we had the earlier Gemara that Rav himself talked about Suras HaPesach as being part of the Ruach HaShlishis. The Chit Tema, the Kemen de Asikna, since we concluded before the Dofen Shlishis Tefach, the Pachos Mishlosha, you put the Tefach as a Tefach Sochek, Pachos Mishlosha just within Lavud, and what else? With Suras Pesach, Mahani, that it works together with that plus Suras HaPesach, that's the third Lashon, right? Tzvicha Nami, Suras Pesach, that's the third Lashon we hold like that. If that's the case, then it comes out we really have it Suras Pesach on the third side, and therefore we have three walls for Shabbos. Amai Yistrachin on Migu, Li'in Nisur Do Raisa. Why do you need a Migu for a Do Raisa issue? To be matter on Do Raisa level. You want to say it's good enough for Sukkah, it's good for Shabbos. Pashtus, the Ran is assuming that the Migu is working at the Raisa level also. And as far as that's concerned, Hadofen Mal Yehu, Nam L'Inyan Shabbos. The Lekaman, the Amad, is known as going to hold the Lo Sagi L'Inyan Shabbos B'Shosh Mechitzos in the Doraisa, that it's not good enough with three Mechitzos. The Ran assumes, Kedav Pashut, that three Mechitzos suffices. If you have a Tevach Sochek and you have the So it's a Pesach, I have three walls. And again, that the fact that midrabanan, you have a problem on Shabbos because of the Ruach Revius. So it's gonna help you on a Drabban level. For the Ran, that's not enough. To learn the sugya is to assume that Migo helps you midaraisa too. That it helps you midrabanan, okay. But the Ran assumed and saw somewhere in the sugya, not clear where. The Ran took it of a pasuk. There has to be something here about the Migo that helps me the Raisa. And the Chora, it shouldn't be necessary because you have a Tzuras HaPesach.
Maybe it's just based off the Lashon of the Migo from Rashi. If there's Shabbat of the Lenin Shabbos, the Shabbat of the Yachid, the Inam, Shalosh Mephitus Gemurus, the Shabbos, the Sukkah, the Sukkah, the Sukkah, the Sukkah. And it sounds like if you look at the Lashon Rashi, it sounds like we're taking the third wall and we're making
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but just because Rashi says it doesn't itself, I mean, the Gemara said it. The Rebbe must have assumed that there's some indication in the Gemara that you need to make the Midrash.
The Gemara pointed out it's a dofen, that's what the Meiri actually came out for. And it sounds like it's making that third wall a good wall in the first place. Maybe.
Okay, we'll have to know. We'll have to know. Maybe. Lav kushihi. But the Ran says that it's not a problem. I'm going to explain to you why there is a need for migul midoraisa. I have cases, and he's going to put those cases into the statement of Rava. Keep in mind, there are two cases the Ran is about to indicate that the migul is necessary midoraisa to be matir by Shabbos. Seemingly, you don't need it. You have three walls because it's Tzuras Pesach with Tevach Sochek is the third wall, so you have three walls. The Ran is going to say there are two examples. One of them, okay, we'll have to note what you said that Ari is correct in both examples, based on the Lashon Dofen, because L'chora, we'll see in a second, one of the examples for sure is not about the Dofen, it's about the Hekev. But L'maisa, the Ran still uses that as part of his answer, that you need a Migo Midoraisa, and here's why. Lav Kushihi, the Ika Gavni Tuva, there are many cases, he's going to only mention two here, the Ika Gavni Tuva, the Sagi B'sukav Lo Sagi B'Shabbos, Afilu Doraisa. I have examples, many examples, that for Sukkah it suffices and not for Shabbos, namely, Kigon, here's number one. Parutz Meruba Al Ha'omed. If you have more breach than wall, the Shari B'Sukkah, that is obviously talking about not per wall, because that's clearly Halacha B'Sukkah too, that's part one of the Braisa. You can have a situation on the individual two walls of Sukkah, of Parutz Meruba. Rather, we're talking about what? The total amount of the enclosure. The Shari B'Sukkah, the Asir B'Shabbos, the Losagi B'Shabbos, Kiddi Isa B'Gemara, Dog V'Tishkach. This is case number one. Figure it out. But he has an example. Example of a case where in the Hekif HaKlali, in the general Hekif all around, there's a Parutz Meruba. That would be good for Sukkah, but not for Shabbos. But Migul would help you for Shabbos as well, and that's a Daraisa Migul. So this is for the Ran, an example of a Migul Midaraisa working for the Hekif. If it's considered a good enough Hekif for Sukkah, it's good enough Hekif for Shabbos. What's exactly the case? Let's try to imagine this case. Duk B'Tishkach, but what's the case? Seemingly, if you have here by Shabbos two walls, and most of those walls, each of them is Omei Meruba. You have a third wall, Tevach Sochik and Tzuras HaPesach. Right, they're a good wall. So how is it possible now on the fourth wall, even though there's nothing there, that the total is going to be Parutz Meruba? Imagine, you have more, if you have more wall, you have four walls, four sides, I should say, one side is totally empty. Now you're going to have to take that space of that fourth side and add to that the gaps of the first two walls, and that's going to exceed the total amount of enclosure. But how could that be? The third wall is sealed. That's the Tzuras HaPesach and the Tevach Sochik. The first two walls have Omid Meruba, so it's minimum. It's a mute of parutz. So how could the fourth wall, being completely empty, completely open, with the mute of pirtz of the first two walls, be more than the total amount? Dok v'tishkach, yes, I'm asking you. Dok v'tishkach, what would... You think so? Let's see. 10, 10, 10, and 10, okay? So now let's just say, okay, so you have 10, let's just imagine 10, each wall is 10. So you have the wall that's Tevach Sochik and Tzuras HaPesach is closed. So now you have to give me breach of the other two. So how much? Let's say 4. 4 and 4 is 8. And then you have 10 open. That's 18. So that's the majority still omit. No? What?
Does the Tzuras HaPesach have to reach the entire length of the wall? Maybe
that's Rashi. Well, that's a machokas. But Rashi says clearly yes. Maybe the Ran will hold not that way. Maybe the Ran will hold differently. Okay, we have to know.
That's really the next.
Rashi says the first Tzuras HaPesach has to reach the entire length of the Ruach Shlishis. Rashi says that. The other Rishonim say maybe not.
That's the next case anyway.
No, that means is a Saliyot in the Sukkah.
It would be that, if you want to say that it doesn't reach the entire length.
No, but you think it should be considered piritsa. Yeah, Ram?
Is it possible that we can consider gaps that have lavud as still parts?
No, because that's exactly what says in the first part of the Braisa. That they're less than sheer lavud, then that's no problem. Then that's considered omi meruba on the wall, on each wall. And the problem of parts moving is a problem by sukkah and individual walls. And that's only because if you add up all those gaps that are more than sheer lavud, then you have a problem. Nobody? No man, no one. I think it is a simple answer.
It's a very big sukkah.
It's very big sukkah. What do you mean by that?
You need the Tzurah to be next to the corner. You only need one of the areva. You could put the other one far away.
No, that's what Avi was saying. I think the Tzurah Pesach has to go from the end of the Tefach Sochik to the, according to Rashi, the Furish has to go to the other end. To the parallel to the others. Well, Tefach Sochik is that, and then you have Tzurah Pesach to go to the other, to the end. So that seals it. That seals it. What?
It's a case of the Fanos Enos Meginus is Chav. That's high.
Part? No, of course not. Part, no, not to be in Kosher of Govat. I mean, Kosher of Orach Rochem, of course. I think there's a simple solution. No, simple solution. What are we missing here?
Window?
Tell me, all four walls have to be the same. Have to be the same. That's square. Sukkah has to be square?
No.
What if the sukkah was a rectangle? At this table, right? No? So then the Ruach Revius, that's Parutz, is one of the long sides. Okay, so I think it's simple. Simple. No? No? Okay? Dok v'tishkach. I found it. I think so. The long side, the empty side, is one of the long sides. And, that could, and if it's very long, then it could definitely... Because if you have gaps, all you've done is you've sealed, in other words, you have a long side with many gaps, but still omi meruba. So pick a figure, whatever. So one of the long sides, it has just barely rov, omi, right? Then you have another, something adjacent to it, which is not so long. And that's also, okay, whatever, omi meruba. And on the other one, parallel to that, which is again the shorter, it's a Tzurah Pesach, good, that seals completely. Then you have the Ruach Avias, the long, again, a long side, which is totally open. So then if you add that with the Pirtzis on the opposite side, then you sure can have Parat Merubah. No, I'm asking. That's Tov V'Tishkach, but I think that would be it. That would be an example of a needing a Migo Midoraisa. Because sukkah works, but because sukkah doesn't need you, it can be parts meruba, and Shabbos needs omi meruba on the hekaf haklali, and that's what we saw in Rashi and Ervin. Rashi also daf hey there, and the Ran and daf yud aleph, and Rashi here. So that's the din of migu working for the midaraisa. That's one case. What's the other case that the Ran brings? Case of psali yotzi min sukkah. Ukigon, Shadovin Mizrachis Aruka Harbe, Shehimuteres, probably should say Materes, no? Shehimateres Besuka Kineged Ko Arka. If the Dovin Mizrachis, the east wall, is very long and goes very far out, and even if the parallel wall doesn't go as long, but that's the Psalayot, it's one of the examples later. Kedamin So Pirkin, Bigmar Shapsalayot Minasuka Nidun Kesuka. And that's a unique halacha by sukkah. So now if the schacha goes as far as the long wall goes, but then you have a shorter wall parallel to that, so the sukkah has a hechsher even beyond where the shorter wall ends, as long as it's right, as long as it's within, beside the longer wall and under the schach. But that's unique to sukkah. B'shabbos enam uteres el kineged hakotzer. V'hani gavni, in these cases, tzrichim migo afilu d'oraisa. Let's explain the second case. So it's a halacha that psalios in the sukkah that works by sukkah will now carry over to what? To Shabbos based on migu. Now at first glance, this requires explanation. Psalios in the sukkah, nidun kesukkah. So chori, you have a reshus sukkah, even though you don't have your normal three walls. Good, so you have a reshus sukkah without walls. So how could that say migu davidofen, sukkah davidofen le Shabbos? Shabbos needs walls. There's a unique halacha of Psalis and a Sukkah, so you can be machshir there without walls. How can that carry over to Shabbos? Shabbos needs walls. Elamai, you hear yet? You see you sold in Pasal HaYotze that we, I think we know it at the time. What do you see in the Ran? How do you understand the Lumdis? Pasal HaYotze in the Sukkah, Lidin Kisukkah? And we have maybe indications in Rashi like this. If the Pshat is that you have a Rishus Sukkah without walls, is that the Pshat? Or? Or what?
No, it's defined by the qualities of the other
ones. The walls that you have, even if they don't seem to be going as far as, you know, where the Schach is going, but those walls are makif the area beyond where they reach. In other words, it's considered like you had your requisite walls of Shankul Chasen, even though they don't go as far as the Schach goes. But it's Nidon Kisukkah means that it's considered to be mukaf. That area beyond the shorter walls is considered mukaf by those same walls. So there is a halacha, it's not so like a has, it's considered like it had three walls. But Shankul Chasen knows. The Shankul Chasen goes even on the area, like that's considered like a little corner. And that's considered to be misiaches to those walls too. Not that you can have it treated as a sukkah without walls. It's that the walls are viewed as extending there. In other words, the walls relate to that part too. If that's true by sukkah, then we have migul to say works by Shabbos. So it's makif the Rishus Shabbos in the same way that it's makif the Rishus Sukkah. Not that you have sukkah without hekif, without walls. It's that it's shaykh to that hekif. The hekif goes on that too. That's the Dinam Sala Yotze. We had that was the Mashmosa Rashi on was that Yud Daf Yud Zayin. The time that we had this in Vayitzke, but we noted this. Your test that Yud Zayin was built in Akuma. Rashi's lashon there was Kamash Malon. You might think that it's not considered part of the Sukkah. Kamash the Min Sukkahu, the Habi Kishtam Kilchasim Shusafil Tefach. In other words, so it goes under that same halach that's considered to have those walls, even if it doesn't, you don't see it. Even though the second wall that's parallel doesn't seem to go there, but that's the halach. That it's considered like it's makif that. Too. So then you could talk about Shabbos having the same idea. Yeah, no.
Do we have to say that these cases are talking about with Tzuris and Pesach? Or could it be just that the Ran is totally distancing the Migo and the Gemara from a case of Shabbos and Pesach?
Well, the halacha is that you need Tzuris HaPesach by Sukkah.
No,
so whatever you have by Sukkah, and what you need is what you have. How does it work for Shabbos Midoraisa? That's our problem. Shabbos, you anyway have three walls. So the answer is, I give you two cases where you would have a problem by Shabbos, and Sukkah would have worked. Salah Yotze. So if you need Tzuris HaPesach in the third part, so you have it there too. But then you still have one side going further out.
No, because the Ran was just saying that when Gemara says the Chen in Shabbos, we've been assuming he's talking about Shnayim Kilchasim, which is the Ran, no, it could be, you have another case.
No. So what I will take what you're saying and ask a kasha. Let's ask your kasha the way you should be asking. Okay. The Ran, everyone hear up. The Ran is explaining two ways to work the Migul that Rabbi is telling us in a way that Shabbos needs the Migul to help it with the rice. Two examples. Either the example where it's parts Mubal Omeid if you add everything together. Second example, Psalei Yotzim in a Sukkah. Both these cases, Sukkah is good. Shabbos wouldn't be good, but Migul makes it work by Shabbos. Both of these examples are worked into the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Amar Rabba, right? Shtayim kol tzivtecha. Amar Rabba, chen l'Shabbos. Where's all this in Rabba? Rabba says v'chen l'Shabbos. He's talking about this halacha of Sukkah. Shtayim kol chasen tzivtecha. V'chen l'Shabbos. According to the Ran, he should have said in a case of parts mubal omeid where you have good enough for Sukkah, not for Shabbos, migul dehavi. Or talk about the case of Psalei Yotze. Tell me what you're talking about. Where does this work into the words of the Gemara? Rabbi's just simply saying two words, V'chein l'Shabbos, V'migu d'Havi. But he's relating to the words of the Brice of Shnei Shnem Kilchasan. So where do these two cases of the Ran have to do with the words of the Brice? Rabbi's comment of V'chein l'Shabbos, V'migu d'Havi is relating to the Brice.
Why is that true?
That's where he's speaking. The Gemara quotes, Shtayim Kilchasan V'chuli, Omar Rabba, V'chein l'Shabbos, V'migu d'Havi. So Rabbi's chidush of Migul was expressing itself binogea the words of the Brisa. The Ran doesn't understand how you need a Migo by Shabbos Midoraisa. The Ran gives you two examples. So the two examples are very nice, but then Rabbi should have spoken about those examples, but that's not what he was speaking about. He's speaking about the Braisa, Shnei Kol Chasim. That's what Noam's asking. That's what he's really asking.
He's not talking about the case.
But that's not so, because Rabbi's words are relating to the Braisa, not to a case that the Ran invented. What you have, right? So, don't give up. That's a good question. It's a good question. Rabbi's words are relating to the Braisa. And the Ran is trying to work out two cases where you need the Migo by Shabbos. But very good, you solved that. But now how do you read into the Gemara? Elamai, we have to say is that the halacha that Sukkah works, parts Mubal La'omim, the halacha that Sal Yitzchak and Sukkah even can Sukkah, and works for Sukkah, each of these halachos can be inferred by the very language of the Brais itself. That's the way to look at it. So let's take it one at a time. I mean, it's not so far-fetched. It's not such a stretch. Shtayim kilchot yizil tefach. What lies in that masorah that Hashem taught Moshe? Shtayim kilchot yizil tefach. What lies within that? So, we explain. How come when you have parutz meruba, it works by sukkah? Individual walls need omen meruba. But then you can add it all up and you can have parutz meruba. Why does that work? The answer is, because when it says Shtayim Kilchot Yisrael Tefach, so Hashem has effected Tei Yeshuas Mahalach. How come you don't need Omin Meruba all around? He says, because when Hashem says Shtayim Kilchasan, Mistavra, we're not talking about what? Kilchasan that you have exactly without any breaches. Kilchasan means that there are breaks in the wall, but still Omin Meruba. And the Torah spoke about cases like that, where inevitably, if that's the case, if you have breaches in the Shtayim Kilchasan, and you have only a shlishis v'afilu tefach, and you have a ruach revius, which is totally open, inevitably, what do you have? Parutz meruba. And kol zeh nichnas b'chlal the halacha of shtayim kilchasa, that the Torah was clearly matir an omid, parutz meruba omid. So Rabbi comments and says, shtayim kilchasa tefach, which leads us to conclude that you can have parutz meruba, and works by sukkah, and all that is part of what we say. That's all you need. You can have breaches in the tools. You just need Shtayim Kilchasan, Omid Meruba, and Tzivir Tefach, add it to a Pesach if you need to, and the Sukkah could be rectangle. Right? Stama, right? Doesn't say that it has to be square. So, Kol Zeh Nichlal in Shtayim Kilchasan, Amar Rabba, Chayim Shatz. So, the very case that the Ran constructed can actually be pulled out of the very words of the Braisa. That would be the first who came to the Ran. Second who came to the Ran. So then go back to Rashi. Why? Because you have a new halacha, you can have a sukkah without walls? No. Because the area of the sukkah that seemingly doesn't have walls, it really does. It goes into the Shtayim Kilchasa. That's what Rashi said on Daf Yutes after all. So Rabbah's looking at the Shtayim Kilchasan in a more expanded way. The Shtayim Kilchasan relates not just if you can see the wall in front of you, the second wall even. The second wall doesn't go as far as the first wall, but it's part of the halach of Sukkah is that you can say Shtayim Kilchasan even on a case of Psal HaYotze. Okay, so then Rabbi says, V'chein HaShabbos. It was every case that the Ran brought in some form or another has to lie within the what was handed over about the Heksha Sukkah. There's no case of Heksha Sukkah that's not going to come down to underlying lumdis and criteria of Shtayim Kilchasa. Whether it's the case of Parutz Meruba, whether it's the case of Psal HaYotze in a Sukkah, it's not pshat that you can have a Sukkah that's kosher without classifying that Sukkah as Shtayim Kilchasa Yisrael Tefach. Somehow or other, the cases of Sukkah, every single last case of Sukkah that's kosher, is going to have to be mutter via that set of guidelines of Shtayim Kilchasa. Says Rabbah, all those cases that go into it, I can find cases that are not going to work for Shabbos, but I'm going to tell you a secret, the Chayim Shabbos. I will say here. I think that's the way to read into the Rabbah. I mean, the kasha is a good kasha, for sure. I mean, is Rabbi, he's talking away from the Gemara. So what's Rabbi doing? He's speaking to the Bryce, and the Ran brings in a whole other... The case of the Gemara is a Tzuras HaPesach case. Perfect. The Raisa by Shabbos is fine. So what do you need at Midu Domingo Doraisa? So the Ran backs away and finds two cases. But how does it fit the words of the Gemara? The answer is those cases have to also fall back on the Shtayim Kilchasan formulation. And that's why Rabbi can speak to those cases that lie within that formulation and say V'chein L'Shabbos. He would, like, the dope for Tishkak is almost like a detail. I will just add a twist here. The Ran says dope for Tishkak as if to say, I don't need Rabbi to speak to... Why do you say dope for Tishkak? Because he doesn't want to bother writing with more ink. What dope for Tishkak? What dope for Tishkak? Dope for Tishkak means these are pratim. They're details within Shtayim Kilchasa. You can find those details yourself. Rabbi doesn't have to spell it out either. Rabbi just had to spell out the notion of Shtayim Kilchasa you say with Tefach. You want to know all those cases that lie within that? You can figure out yourself. Rabbi didn't have to tell it to you either. Not just I don't have to tell you. Rabbi didn't have to tell you. Rabbi just had to allude to the fact that Shtayim Kilchasa is the Tefach is machshir all kinds of cases that would not have worked for Shabbos. Namely, here's two examples. And the dog for Tishkach is for you to figure out. And Rabbi didn't have to tell it to me, and I have to tell it. And the Mela, that's the Dimbachim of Shabbos Midrash. Yeah. I keep saying Rabbi, okay, whatever. That's
then, joke. If it's Rabbi, then why does he need to fit in with Swiss Bell anyway?
So, first of all, yeah, what does the Ran say?
Rabbi.
The Rabbi. He says Rabbi, okay.
Either
way, Asikna. What? The Ran, what?
In the whole point that he's Mekai in both gears, I mean, it has to be Rabbi.
You mean the whole kasha of the Ran that has to square with before? Look, in the Agos V'Tziyunim here, they keep saying Rabba. You're right.
Yeah, so they have
I am the Rush. Yeah, he has a whole long Haggah here, I see. Toch is Rabba, I am the Rush. He's a Rabba. Atu the Amrit. Rush, Gar, it's Rabba.
Why can't Rabba pass the positive one?
This is the whole issue in terms of the sugyas lachi mishum achitza. Yeah, Rashi says atu da amid. We're going to get soon to the next case. Atu da amid lachi mishum achitza. What's the atu da amid? Who is it in Erevin? So what? Right. That's it. So what does Rava hold there? Mishum heker. And what Rava says mishum achitza. That means it's Rava. But then if you think it's Rava, then why are we asking from the source of Pesach? That was Rava. That's what you're asking.
Yeah. So I thought. Parentheses,
like about
when he quotes
more
in Erevin, I have parentheses,
Rabba,
and then bracket
Rabba.
Maybe he really had the
gears
from Rabba
and Erevin.
I don't know.
Okay, I hear. I mean, maybe the Rabba just wanted to work a halacha anyway, because we held Nigun, we have the Gemara before, Mistami, we want to make the Gemara work together in halacha, even if it's not the same Amor. To say that this is going without the Tzuras HaPesach. That would be an easy answer, right? Then of course Shabbos doesn't have a hechsher. He wants it to work with the Gemara before. Yeah.
The way that we explained how the Ran would explain how Sally Yotzei fits in with Shabbos Chasan, seems to me that's like the exact opposite of what Rosh explained to Sally Yotzei as being adapted from Sally Yotzei, because once it's greater than the Meshach Stucha, then that's when you have Sally Yotzei, because it was. The Rush asked, what's the difference between
you made seven and you stopped.
And
that was the
difference. Why do we need the Dinam Saliotze?
So, what did the Rush say? Because you did seven and then
Goli Daite.
Yeah, but even then, didn't we see in the Rush? But the same Rush said, but now, with the Halach of Saliotze, what's the idea? That we are saying it's Nimshach. The same Rush that you're quoting says, but now, with the Dinam Saliotze, why does it work? We don't say Goli Daite, in other words, and what do we say instead? That it is Nimshach. That's just a habit.
The Rush isn't learning it from Shtayim Kilchasa. He says there's
oh,
a Kiddush in
Saliotze. Oh, I hear.
He's not getting it from Shtayim.
You're saying, well, that's just, unless you say like this. No. That's the Salkadaitach. It wouldn't have gone into Shtayim Kilchasa. But again, the Rush has to say, Kamash Malan, that it does go into Shtayim Kilchasa.
No,
at the end of the day,
the Rush.
At the end of the day, is it based on Shtayim? Is it Hechsher going to have to be based on Shtayim Kilchasa, even according to the Rush? That's our point. So you're right. There would have been a reason not to think it's part of Shnei Kilchasan. Dafka not. But at the end of the day, it is going to have to come under that hechsher. So again, so it could fit within the Gemara. You're right. It's better if you don't even have a Havamina otherwise. You're right. But at the end, it's not necessarily a contradiction. Yeah.
So
Yeah, I thought we said in Rashi, the way we explained that Rashi is that we view that since you have like a good part of the sefer, which is not, we're going to call the ikur sefer, and a part of the sefer which is not good, doesn't have the qualities or characteristics it needs to be kosher. So we're going to take that sukkah, that part of the sukkah which isn't kosher, and we're going to define it by the qualities and the characteristics of the kosher part. Meaning that that bad part of sukkah does, we're defining, we're saying it does have the defined, so it does have the walls in it. So then in the end, we are saying that it has, its kibbutz has a wall. Granted, it's not through the mechanism of nimsha, but it's still, we are still saying that it has,
but it has to
define
have...
it has three walls.
Yeah.
Or it has what it needs.
That's not because it's not the awesome.
Well, that's the question.
No, I mean, but it fits into that. You need that. Again, it's...
Okay, find it out. But let's meanwhile, let's be mamshach in the Ran. But this is what you're suggesting in terms of the Ran, at least. You know, whether it's going to stem with that rush or not, I hear what you're asking. But Maisa, the Ran, you have to say something here, because the Ran is working into the words of the Gemara, and yet the Ran is bringing cases that are not obviously mentioned in the Gemara, so I think you have to work into the formulation. And maybe that the Dog Fetishkach is really trying to say that. That occurred to me now, the Dog Fetishkach. Okay. Anyway, let's go continue in the Ran. That's as far as the Raisa. And again, the Ran needed the Migul, Misukah, the Shabbos, to operate in the Raisa. And he just found you two cases for that. Continues the Ran. Now, there's another layer that the Migul is working for. Midrabanan, Vadai Pshita, the Lo Sagi B'lo Migul. And as far as Rabban is concerned, so it's even more obvious that you needed the Migul to save you, to be Matir by Shabbos. Why? The Be'er Ben Sagi. By Ervin, it's needed or it's enough. Bedofen Rvius of Pasabah bechatzer olachil kor b'mavik. This is by Ervin. When you have a chatzer, you need a fourth wall or pasdalet instead of that. That's by chatzer and by lechi and by mavui. As we know, you need by the fourth side, you need either lechi or kora. So you can't just have three mechitzos. So therefore, of course, you need the migul to allow that midrabanan. Okay, so again, but apparently the Ran needed the Migul also the Raisa, he needed to come up these cases. Interesting. The Rif did quote the later Migus, the Migul Mishabis Lesukah, the case of Agabi Lechi, Mavashesh Balechi, the case of Pasibi Rose, that was quoted by the Rif. What was not quoted by the Rif, the Migul Misukah Lesukah, the Rif omitted. Strange. Lo kas for the Rabbi Halachas doesn't quote it. Ufikach dacha kulomer, and therefore there are those who force a suggestion in the rift, and they say the Hadar Rabbi Leisa Elgas Shavim Shesayachid Lechayev Azorik Letochel. Avelo Sheyemut Letal Tebekula. So they suggest that the whole consequence of Rabbi's, here it says Rabbi, interesting, of Rabbi's, also before is a could be also of Rabbi's migu is what. To make it Rishis HaYachid Ulgabe Dinim Doraisa, but not Ulgabe Muta Letalta Bekula. Only Ulgabe that Indian of consequence of what would be if it's a violation of a Melacha Doraisa. And then, of course, he doesn't have to mention it. Why? Because today that's not Nogeya. Today, as far as there's no Skila, there's no Chatas, right? So there's no reason for the Rishif to mention the Halacha if it's not Nogeya for us. The Eno Nira, the Ran doesn't like this. Ela Shorei Lahachmir Linyan Maisa, that maybe we shouldn't be matter midrabana. Why does the Rif say this? Because the Rif would say that since we have, again, we don't. It probably be the kasha that we started with, in terms of the kasha of the Sefer Ashlama that we mentioned from Meiri, that if you have, even if you have migu, how are you going to get? How are you going to be able to be matir by Shabbos midrabanan if you have three walls? First of all, you have Tzivos HaPesach anyway, so you have to know. But even if you have three walls, so that still doesn't help you midrabanan by Shabbos. So what's the migul going to do for you? The Ran holds it will help midrabanan for sure. And they didn't see that in the Rif. They thought the Rif only imagines it working with the Raisa and Agar these halachas, and they're not Agar for us, and therefore the Rif doesn't quote it. And we explained why does it work, because how can it work from the Rabbanan? By Shabbos, you still need a fourth tikkun. The answer is because, just as the Ran says himself earlier in the case of Hekef HaKlali, that you can use a migu for Dolphin, but you can use a migul to create the notion of enclosure, the chalos hekev. If the pshat of the fourth wall by Shabbos, it's not just a new din. Yeah, you have to have it to reshus a yachid anyway. But I have a new halacha. No, the fourth wall is that the chacham are holding back the chalos hekef until you do the tikkun of the fourth wall. With the tikkun of the fourth wall, with the lechi okora, it becomes mukaf now. That's called reshus a yachid. So if sukkah creates that chalos hekef in its terms, on its terms. So then the Migul can say that I have a chalos hekif already by Shabbos with the Migul. That's how we were masked within Rashi. And that works with the Ran himself, what he said before that. That's one of the cases derais after all, that you can talk about Migul. But maybe the other Rishonim didn't accept that idea. They hold that the whole chalos hekif is only, the whole, it's not going to work with Migul. All it can do is create a din on Dothan. Yeah.
How can we learn about anything in the Rif from Sukkah to Shabbos if he doesn't list the Chinuch Shabbos case? Because isn't that the case that we had in the Gemara? That if we didn't have that case and we only had Hanach Tarti, then we would be able to say...
No. Of course there is Halacha Migul Mitzukah L'Shabbos, but it's only Negev Dinim D'Oraisa. So the Rif doesn't quote, but it's not Negev Lanu, Bizman Hazeh. The Halacha of Migul applies, but it's not Negev for us, because we don't... it's not going to help you Midrabanan, and it's only Negev Halacha D'Oraisa, so the Rif doesn't cite it. But that there is such a notion of Migul, there is. But it's not relevant for the Rift to quote.
Is that a general, cloud within the Rift?
That way, I think that means.
If
you get the Raisa, that also relates to us, he'll mention it. But those Din of the Raisa, that the Chayiv HaZorik Letolcho, is not for us. The Amar Rava, next case of Migul, this is the other direction. This is Mi Shabbos Sukkah, I think Mark quotes it, Mi Chamirta Lekilta. You can have a sukkah based on the standards of criteria of Shabbos, and it becomes a sukkah. Kloma, the migul da havi dofin l'inyan Shabbos, havi dofin l'inyan sukkah. That's the direction here. Now the Ran explains what is the case. So here he's going to go al derech Tosfos, not al derech Rashi. Mitoch sugyas hagemar nira derab and mavu imefulish askinan. We don't have the chidush Ran. But it's clear that it's not a case of mubbing the foolish, like Rashi said. But if that's the case, so what is the case? As he's soon going to say, it's a case of, it's going to be a case of three walls. But now the problem is obvious. V'yachi kasha kim sheyesh b'shosh b'chitzo s'lamon l'achshuri m'shamigu. M'shamigu d'lechi amate b'shabbat. So what's the problem? My sukkah, you need to come out to migu. Three walls is good by sukkah. So you have three walls. Because it's a mabui that's not the foolish, and they have a sukkah anyway. What do you need legal for? Right? The Tir Tzuba said, this is what we have in our Tosis on the base. Kigon, shesichech klapi chutz, rachok midofen emtsai. So dofen emtsai is here, but the walls of the sukkah are not adjacent to the dofen emtsai. Okay. So then, so we have, for Shabbos, we have three walls, and the lechi on the fourth side. For Sukkah, we have two walls and the lechi. But then Tosis ran into another kasha, right? What was Tosis' kasha? Okay, the order was reversed, but basically with this case, what was our problem? The lechi by Shabbos is working on what level? Under Abana. Because otherwise, with the right side, have a perfect three walls. Matya, the fourth wall. In Matya, with the Rabban, you need the lechi in the fourth wall. But we're trying to solve what problem by Sukkah? A fundamental derisa problem. So how does it work? From a drabbanan migul that works on a drabbanan level to a deraisa. So Tosus had his cheshbin. What was Tosus' answer? That really it's only a drabbanan issue over here also by sukkah, because really you have a lechi. What's the size of the lechi? So no kimt in the gemara. It's a lechi the size of a tefach. The only question is the position and the halacha of tefach sochek and all of that. That's a drabbanan. So that we can override with Migul. We can suspend that with the Migul. Since Midrabbanan, we have a lechi that's going to work by Shabbos for the fourth side, together with the three. So now we can have Midrabbanan also by Sukkah. We can have the lechi, which is a tefach, without having to place it with the tefach sochik, samachulab, and all of that we can dispense with. Because we say Migul that we have a good enough what by Shabbos, we have a good enough lechi for Shabbos, to be machshir with the three walls, we have a good enough lechi to be machshir with the two walls, even if you don't put it in the position that we had before, with tefach sochek and so on, you can just have the tefach itself wherever. That's Tosis Mahalach. we explained this to speak out with different last time. So, but wait a second. But by Shabbos, it's a lechi together with three walls. That's not matip. And here it's a lechi with two walls. So how can you use a migul? Here it's a lechi in three walls. So what's the parallel? What do we say? Here you have an example of the migul working not on heketh. Here the migul is working on what? To count it as a dofa. In other words, here the lechi counts to demaslim, right? What was missing? You had three walls, but you needed something more, so we can fix it. You can have the lechi count as a dofa to demaslim the chesaron that was existed by Shabbos. Havi dofen l'sukkah. I understand here it's two walls. We're not talking about heketh klali. We're talking about counting it as something. That this, what something is missing. You can use this to be mashlim, that's missing. The two walls need a tikkun. So normally you'd think the tikkun should require tefach sochek samach alavud. Here you say no, just the tefach by itself is enough to be mashlim to count as the third wall, as the tikkun. I think that's the pshat according to Tosis. Now the Ran is going to divert you. The Ran is dealing with the same kasha. The Ran does not take the root of Tosis. The Ran is going to say a vart totally different. But just think aloud now, before you see the Ran's mahalach. Why does the Ran not want to go the route of Tosis? What can you suggest here? So, no, he wants it to be Doraisa. Okay, you could say like that, maybe. He wants the Migul to be a Doraisa. Okay. Second, another possibility or two? Okay, I hear. So, one obvious possibility is it's a Dochik to make a case of a Lechi of a Tefach, Pashtus, a Lechi's Mashu. But something more fundamental. Maybe, why could the Ran say what Tosis said? According to Tosis, the issue by Sukkah, absent Tefach Sochek, but I have a Tefach, is only a Chisaron on what level? Rabbanan. Tosis Shita, this week, pointed out Tosis on Amid Aleph, that this Tosis holds that Tefach Sochek is only a Din Rabbanan. But the Ran will hold, and it stems with the Ran's whole approach to Tefach Sochek. If you go back and remind yourself of what the idea is, according to the Ran, what is the significance of Tefach Sochek? To create what? To remove what chesaron? Right, what is the need? What is right, a raven, and for the Ran, what is the din of a raven? What does a raven go into the definition of what? Shtagil Chasam, which is what we've given Moshe Mitzrayim. So a raven for the Ran is Mamish Adin Doraisa. Correct? Kilchasan means, for a siman, the kilchasan means kimingam. Here it's not kimingam. So where do I get my arevan? The walls are not touching. So what solves the arevan problem? Right? You're going to have the pasdalid, the tevach sochek, and the pasdalid. And as we explained, because what is the problem of lacking arevan? The problem is that there's a way to go right through. There's a pilush. So the Ran holds, but I can fix it that way. So, and we explain, once you have the pilush stopped at one point, so it's considered like it stopped all the way across, however you explain that. But the issue at stake for the pasdalet, for the Ran, is a din d'oraisa. That's how the Ran understood the sugya. So the Ran lost the answer of Tosis. Both say with me. The Ran could not have resolved this kasha the way Tosis did. Because for the Ran, the problem by Sukkah remains a Doraisa. You couldn't, even if the Lechi was a Tefach, you'd still be lacking it in Doraisa. Okay, so what does the Ran do? The high Migu nearly Dachya Minale. The Kevan, the high Lechi, Mahani, Lahatir Hamavoy, below Machitza Shlishis, Midoraisa, according to Rabbah, the Amalechi Mishum Machitza, Kidisa Pekam the Erevin. If you have two walls, not three, plus a lechi, midoraisa, that would be, if you hold lechi mishum machitza, that would be a din b'shus ha-yachid doraisa. That lechi is considered a machitza, that's so sin, that's the third wall. So therefore, mahani nami lechi sukezu midoraisa. Since the lechi has the ability to be mati midoraisa. Now right now, in this particular case, do you need the lechi to mimata deraisa to make a b'shus ha-yachid? No, you have three walls. But the lechi has the koach, the ability to be matir. If it were two walls, it would be doing it. That's good enough for migul. Very interesting svara. A new approach. Again, Tosus approach, we explained the Ran could not have used. For various reasons, but maybe more importantly, as we just said, because the Ran held that the problem would still be a Daraisa problem if you don't have your pasdalet. But what's the answer? The Lechi works midaraisa, so to speak, for migu purposes, even though it doesn't actually need to be matir right now in this situation. The keva the Lechi nami mahani lahati mabizem midraban, that's the daraisa. And what is it doing practically? Only drabana. The keva the Lechi nami, it's also working mahani lahati mabizem midraban. Sha'afa bishiyeshu shalach mechitzu safi lachi tzorchu lechsheiro shalachi midrabanan. Nami shari l'sukka misham migu didei afil midrabanan. V'imlo adarze eni roa kan migu klal. In other words, the Ran says, there's no other etza. There's no other way to explain this migu. And that's again because Tosus etza was not a solution for the Ran. So what's the answer? The migu works, be it the rice or be it the rabbanan. Drabbanan is easy. That's what he says at the end. It's working with rabbanan by Shabbos, it works by Sukkah. But again, as no one pointed out, the Ran wants it to be the rice or two. But the Ran has it working the Raisa because it has the ability to be matter, even if it's not being matter right now. This Svara, hold dear to yourselves because we're going to have to revisit it by Pasi Biros later in the Ran and also in the Rush if we can get to it. The idea that you can use Migu that's not actually being matter the Poel in the place that you're getting the Migu from, but it has the ability to be matter and using that as sufficient basis to launch a Migu. This is not the first time we're going to have to deal with such a notion. The Ran is saying it's right now in terms of this. Continues the Ran. The Afa gav the Rava with Taimei Ozil. Now here again, they're changing it, right? Because again, who is it that says Lachim Mishum Machitza? Rava. So Kitav gav the Rava with Taimei Ozil, the Spirit of Lachim Mishum Machitza, Mahani, Ukide Kasivna. Even though Rava is Lishitaso, in saying this migu, the way I just explained it, that it works midaraisa. It only works midaraisa were it to be two olds, but were it to be lachi mishor mechitza. So that means rabu l'shitaso. So why would that automatically warrant being paskin? I mean, it's basically rabu l'shitaso. He says, the answer is, we hold this way l'halacha. Hevia harif v'lchosim. This was quoted by the Rif. It is no gael l'maisa. It is kind of oskah l'halacha. Mishum de mashma, because it would appear the kaim melon hachi. It's not just rabbi l'shitaso, we hold this way. That we hold lechi mishum what? Mishum mechitza. How do I know we hold this way? The habib kuk, the lechi omin me'elav, this machokis in Eben Tezvav, between Abai Barava, by lechi omin me'elav, which means it was not originally set up to be serving as a lechi to be matir, the rishus of Shabbos. But it was happened to be there, me'elav. So it's a machokes, one of the Yalkigams, that's the Lamed of the Yalkigam that we hold like Abaye, is Lechi Ha'omid Me'elav. It's Yerushal Omidas, that's the first one, Eden Zomin, Zachuli, and Lamed. Lamed is Lechi Ha'omid Me'elav. So, Abaye Letamei, the Omer Lechi Mishum Mechitza. And we know we hold like Abaye on that, and that issue, the Gemara links. In other words, just like Mechitza has to be set up L'shem Mechitza, or the other way around, Mechitza Faket. Mechitza could have been even been not L'shem Mechitza, the other way. So Abaye says, Havi Lechi, just like Mechitza could have been without having Das for Mechitza. I think that's how it works. So that's because Lechi Mishum Mechitza, Mechitza Sumerah, Havi Mechitza, correct. That's what the Gemara says. So that's why Abaye says, Lechi Ahom Ne'elav is good enough Lechi, because it's Mishum Mechitza. Were it to be Mishum Heker, then you need to have it done L'chatchila L'shem Heker. Okay. U'pasak Arif, Kabaye, Da'am Lechem Ne'elav, Havi Lechem Mishum, Tesfiro Le'ezal, Da'ainu Lamed Yalkigam, Hoshai, what the osius are, but the Rif holds that's the Lamed Yalkigam. The Gemara just says Yalkigam, doesn't identify what. The Rif holds that's the Yalkigam. So the Me'elav, we hold Lechem Mishum Mechitza, that goes with Lechem Ne'elav, Havi Lechi. The Me'elav, we hold like Rabba, on the issue of Lechi Mishum Mechitza. Therefore, we can paskin the Migu from Shabbos to Sukkah based on what we just said, that it's a Mechitza, that it has a koach to be matir with two wolves. Were it not to be Mishum Mechitza, then you couldn't say this teretz, that it has the koach to be matir with two wolves, even if there wasn't three wolves, because it's only because Mishum Mechitza that that's true. Okay. But something interesting though, that again, we have to maybe see if we can come back to or not, but this is something to notice in the Shita Sarif. This migul, mishabis l'sukkah, is natir for sukkah when? Sichich agabe mavui sheyesh bo lechi. I have a kashrus sukkah, even though, right, seemingly I don't have my requisite shtayim kilchasu yisafil tefach, because it's not the tefach sochek, it's not what I usually would need, the pasdalet, I don't have that. By sukkah, I don't have the two walls, I'm using a lechi. But I'm saying it as the koach of a machitza for Shabbos. So when is it mutter on sukkahs? Sukkahs on Shabbos? Sure. What about the rest of the week? So in Rashi it's mevor that that migul mishabbos l'sukkah is machshir when on sukkahs? Not just Shabbos. But the Rif doesn't say that. The Rif doesn't say that. Yesh l'tmor ala, shelo pireish, the Rif did not say to go sharina hachi el besukkah b'shabbos ava b'cholo. Kiva de lo mishtri el misham migul. And yet b'hachi muchach b'gemara. Now, what's hachi muchach b'gemara? Where's hachi muchach b'gemara? You say what? You say it low. It doesn't mean you say Shabbos the sukkah a sukkah. That would mean we don't say migul. Rather, you say Shabbos the alma, Shabbos the sukkah. Shabbos di Alma, Shabbos di Sukkah. Sounds like Shabbos di Sukkah is when it'll be mutter, and not Sukkah the Chol. So the truth is they're miyashid this. In the Ritva, you see, you could learn it that it means Shabbos, I forget what they do. They try to work it out in case. It means if it wasn't that case, but Lamai said, this is what he says, seems to hachi muchach be gemara, that it's only on Shabbos to sukkah. L'fikach dachaku besugyos ha-gemara, lomet afil b'chol mystery. They have to work it out somehow. K'mo shikasav v'chidushek, we don't have it. Ve'inu mechuvah. Doesn't like that. But the riff, so this, whether or not we'll get back to it, it's certainly going to be homework otherwise. Pshat in the riff. If we had more time, you know, be worthy of delving into this issue. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. The riff is matir Shabbos, sukkah not only on Shabbos, presumably. What's that about? Well, let's see first if we can get through the Ran and then see what else. Muchach, that's one. Now comes another chiddush in the Ran. Because take note along the way of whatever it is. Meanwhile, we see this point in the Rif that the Ran doesn't understand. But meanwhile, we have this new pshat in the question of the migu mi Shabbos l'sukkah different than Tosis. The heta bekoach of lechi, and that's the raisa level of the migu. Umuchach b'gemara. Now another interesting thing. What does the Gemara say in this case? Asichach agabi mavui sheyesh bo lechi. That there's a maila of sukkah di alma, a sukkah di Shabbos. I'm sorry. There's a yesera. Shabbos di Alma, a Shabbos di Sukkah. In what way? Wait, and then let me read in the round. We'll come back. Okay. Umuchach b'gemara, sha'osa sukkaso b'kahai gavna. This is the case that we're talking about. Sichich ha'imabash yesh ulechi. And why do we say the case was that the sukkah is removed from the dofen and msai? Otherwise, you have three walls. It's muchach the following. Kevash she'ena mefulash es legamri. It's not totally mefulash. Kimo ha'osa sukkaso kimavoy be'emtsa chatzah rachok mitfanes ha'chatzah. Now, it's not the same thing as putting it totally in the middle of a chatzah. Well, well, far away from Tfanos. It's not mamish next to the Tfanos, but there is a dolphin kinegdo. If you keep walking through, you're going to hit the dolphin emsoi, just that you'll be out of the sukkah. Therefore, niteres bepes betevach sochek pachis mishlosha samach le dolphin kishem sheniteres bel sukkah de israel shtei Tfanos da revan v'lo etzvichu pasar ba el besukkah shi mefuleshes ve'ein dofen emtsoi kinegdo. It's a very interesting couple of lines of the Ran. What is the Ran midayik from the Gemara? The following chiddush. We'll see if the diyuk in the Gemara is clear from the Gemara's lashon in a minute. But in the kasha that everybody asked in the lashon of the Gemara, but the Ran is saying a wild chiddush. Let's explain that the Gemara said before that there's sukkah, slik, and mavui. So we have Yehuda says, tevach sochik. Rav Simon said, you need how much? Hasarba. The Gemara explains why, because in the case of kimin gam, I have a reivan. Then the sagar of tevach sochik. In the case of sukkah, slik, and mavui, it's not a reivan, then I need pasarba. What's the problem? This case of the Gemara, of sikech al mavui shiyesh bolachi, it's mevor in the Gemara here, that it would be sufficient with the tefach sochik. Why? The Lashon HaGemara is, ihachi, if this is correct, that you have this case of migu, mishabes l'suka, and Shabbos of Sukkot would have this hechshek. So then, ihachi, listening nami, you say sukkah di alma, sukkah di Shabbos. Then why not also say another thing, that sukkah, the alma, has a chumma of sukkah de Shabbos, the iu sukkah de alma bay tefach sochek, iu sukkah de Shabbos go bay tefach sochek. So why not also talk about the fact that sukkah, the alma, has this chumra of tefach sochek over sukkah de Shabbos? Okay, that was the deal that they had in that dolka riff. But meanwhile, the Gemara says tefach sochek, sagi belachi. What should the Gemara be saying? Pasabah. Gemara should be saying pasdalit. The pasdalit of the Gemara is sukkah de Shabbos. You gain that you don't need the pasdalit. Mostly you don't need tevach sochek. But in this case, right, you should have needed pasdalit. Says the Ran, the answer is that the reason you need pasdalit is because it's not a reva. Means you're going to walk right through and you're going to be able, you won't get to any other rishus. Here, you walk straight through, you'll be out of the sukkah. You're not going to be rishus a rabbi. You're going to be in another rishus that's enclosed. Because you could be in the rishus of Shabbat, so you have the dofin there. So according to the Ran, the problem of that Ravan came to solve can actually be solved without pasdalit in a case like this, because you're going to end up hitting a dofen, and you're not going to be out of some rishus. You'll be rishus Shabbos. So that's good enough to say that I don't have the chisaron of pilush that undermines the sukkah that requires pasdalit. Again, interesting, and it just goes well with the idea that we said, what's the problem of a reivan? It's not that a reivan is halach in the dofen, like the Rosh said. Because then you can't say this. I mean, the dolphin does not have a raven. Panos are like this, not touching. That raven is the problem of pilush. And here you see a chidush in pilush that even if you can go through the rishus ha-sukkah, but it's only a problem of pilush if you exit rishus ha-sukkah and you won't be in another rishus. Here you're still in rishus of Shabbos. You have a dolphin there, even though you're out of the sukkah. So the sukkah doesn't need a pastality. Amazing pshat in the Gemara. That's why the Gemara only talks about tefach sochik, not pastality. Question.
What's
the migu? The migu is you only tefach sochik.
What?
You only have a lechi. You don't have tefach sochik. The Gemara only talks about the lechi is sufficient without a tefach sochik. The Gemara should have said the lechi is sufficient and that you don't need pastality. So it's around the pastality. You would have been able to avoid, and even though it's a din d'oraisa for the Ran, as we said, l'chor it's a din d'oraisa, but you have no problem d'oraisa because you have a dolphin, and so even after you leave the sukkah, you haven't gone into rishus harabin. So it's not called a pilush from the perspective of pilush of the sukkah, since I'm in a rishus that's enclosed. Even though, again, as far as the tfanos of sukkah are concerned, I have only two tfanos. That dolphin is not a dolphin for the sukkah. When you get out of that dolphin, you're out of the sukkah. But from the perspective, if the pilush doesn't take you to rishus harabim, there's no way to get straight to rishus harabim. You're going to end up hitting a wall, and until you get to that wall, you have not left a rishus that's enclosed. That's good enough to solve the problem of pilush and a problem that a raven came to solve, even though technically the walls are not a raven. That's right. That's what the Gemara says. That was the problem. Now, this is not going to work for Rashi. Rashi talked about a case, not that you're in. According to Rashi, the whole case was a case of mefulas, mamish mefulas. Right? I mean, there's no. This is only good because you're making a case that it's a mitzat Shabbos. It was really three walls. According to Rashi, what was the case of Shabbos? It was a mamish two walls. So you've lost this. And according to Rashi, the kasha comes back. According to Rashi, what are you going to have to fall back on? The Gemara is quoting Teva Sochek for which man the Amar? Rav Yehuda. The Ran doesn't like that. But the Ran says he'll feed the kimta that we have with the three walls, just that the third wall is only a dolphin for Shabbos, but it's good enough to solve the need for pasdalet of Sukkah. Chidushim, major chidushim coming out of this Ran, right? Amazing. And I could do it in a day, in 2 days, I don't know, but okay, but it's the way it is. Yeah, Isaac.
Are we saying that according to the Rif, when we say Shtan from Chasim Shishis to Tepa, that means that a Lechi is fine, it's Lav Dafka Tepa, that it could be a Lechi since we have the Migo from Shabbos?
That's
and in any case of Sukkah, now that you build, it doesn't have to be a Tepa, it could just be a Lechi, because we're working off the Migo.
But that's all because you did a Sichich Agabi Mavoshesh Balechi. Yeah, that's
so
the earlier.
So in a case of Areva, in any case, the Tefach does not need to be a Tefach.
Synthesis, that's the early Rift that we didn't explain, but that's what it comes out from the earlier Rift, yeah, that he quoted before. And now we have this point of Umuchach B'Gemara as well. Let's see if we can try a little bit more, push ahead in the round, should we? Another 10 minutes? We'll see what we can do. Another a little bit? Hold your fire, let's just continue a little bit, and we'll see how far. Okay, because we have also tomorrow to go and to whatever we can do. It's Umakshu Hacha. Okay, it's a lot of Chazer also. Umakshu Hacha comes around with another interesting issue that he brings up. This we haven't seen yet inside anywhere. Umakshu Hacha is Kasha. Interesting Kasha. Amai Amrinan Migu Kahai Gavna Lukula. What do we have here? Migu, the Havidofen Lesukah, the Havidofen Shabbos, that was the beginning of the Sugya. Migu, the Havidofen Lesukah, the Havidofen Lesukah. The Hemshacha Gemara, the other two members of Rava. Why assume that Migu says that if it works for one, it works for the other? Why not say the reverse? Let's hold the case to the higher standard. In other words, if it's all or nothing, why say all? Say nothing. In other words, namely, the Bekamaisa de Rava. The first case that we're saying Migu from Sukkah to Shabbos, that it works, we can go with the standards for Shabbos. Let's say the other way, name a Migu de Lo Havidofen Linyan Shabbos. Lo Havidofen Lesukkah. That's what we should say in the first case. Obi Basraisa de Rava, in the cases of what? Migu fi, from where to where? Shabbos to Sukkah. Name a Migu de Lo Havidofen Lesukkah, Lo Havidofen Shabbos. Wow. Like, why go one direction? Say that now everything is going to be held hostage to the halachas that are the more stringent. And therefore, Sukkah typically would be enough with lower standards, but on Shabbos, it won't work for Sukkah unless you meet the higher standards of Shabbos, and vice versa. Shabbos won't work unless you have higher standards of Sukkah. Why assume it's one direction? Go the other way. They had a problem with it. They had to force an answer for this. Lomar, the whole, anything that's being solved with Migu is only Isurin Rabbanan. And all the Chum are doing basically is falling back on Daraisa. So, Ukmi Adina Daraisa. The Ein Zekrum, and this is not true. Shekvar Kolchachti Bechidusha. Again, we don't have Chidushim. Dafu Mandas Daraisa Shri Mishamigu. And therefore, the Ran has to give another answer that's coming up. I just want to focus on this suggestion that he says with a dochik. Just think about what the implications are. Ran is going to give a. Is going to say clearly not true. I showed you that even what's Asa Daraisa has the heteromigo, and if we have to resolve this kasha a different way. What was this suggestion? Dochak ubekushizu, that really migu is not really doesn't have the power to mata Daraisa, because really you're right. You know, like why go one way, go the other way. Elamai, everything that we're waving here in the Migus of the Gemara, only Isun Rabbanan, what it really means is that the Chachamim were not going to be holding their standard, the Makum, that the issue comes up against another situation that would have been mutter. The Chacham say, okay, if that's the case, we'll, in this case, we'll yield our Rabbanans and let everything fold into the Neraisa, since you anyway have the other thing, which is mutter. So it comes out, Miko is not really a big kayach. It's more a way of saying, Ki with the Chachamim sort of step back in a case where the issue that would have had their standard that they're imposing is anyway coming up against another case where it would be okay. So Chachamim said, okay, we'll waive our thing too. So everything in this sugya is a drabana. I ask you the following. The beginning of the sugya, the Ran says, Chochachti b'chidusha, it doesn't say what his chochachos are. Maybe what I'm asking now is what the Ran was asking in his chidushim, I don't know. But, v'nogeya pasdalid, v'nogeya waving that, okay, so that the Ran could be, that he holds the right, so we can hold the rabbana. V'nogeya, the issues of Shabbos by... you know, the Ruach, the Ran had before, the case of Shabbos, the Chesan of Shabbos, could be Drabbanot. Well, the cases initially, I think we could finesse. But I'm asking you one from one case. Pasei Biroth. Pasei Biroth. Sichich Agavi Pasei Biroth. How could that have been only Drabban issue by Sukkah? Until that case, I think you can work it out. Hasi Biroth, how could that be only an issue drabana? How could this have counted for Sukkah Midaraisa? I mean, how could this have counted? How could this be only issue drabana that they have to find a way to be mounted? Seemingly, the problem Hasi Biroth for Sukkah is a Dindaraisa. Rabbi Yaakov was matir. The Chachamim said earlier that David won't work. That's a Chesan Rabban or Chesan Dereis? Dereis. So how could there be such a teretz that, because otherwise, why go Migo one way, go Migo the other way? The answer is the Migo is only the Chachamim to wave the Yisur Dereis, so Ukme Dereban and Ukme Yisur Dereis. How is Pasi Biroz going to fit with it? The best I could come up with, maybe you could do better. Let's go back to that Gemara, the Avdalim and Beis. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yaakov. What's the basis of the Chachamim's disagreement? Rabbi Yaakov says, Diyum de Sukkah Tefach. The Chachamim say, no, Achi Yushtan Kichos Yisibot Tefach. So we had a Machokis Rishonim Pshan the Chacham. Remember? Either the Chacham is saying that Diyum Din never work. Never work. It never worked. That was the Ramban and the Muhammad. That or the Pshat, I have nothing to say here. They're not. They're, but there was another approach, the Ra'ah. What did the Ra'ah say? What did the Chacham is saying? Need seven tefachim. Because you can't go by the minimum sheer dofen of tefach. I need to go by the meshach shiva tefachim. Right? So it means that the Chacham can concede that you can have Diyum Dei Sukkah on seven tefachim, Akan or Akan. And now already it gets a little bit more tricky. Why seven tefachim? Where does that come from? Now you have to go back to Dav Gimel. Why seven tefachim?
That was the
Kilchasa. No. Dav Gimel, Dav Gimel.
That's the
dearest. So there is Machlokes Tanayim about the Shir Meshach Sukkah. Who holds seven tefachim? It's Shammai. We hold like this Shammai. Who holds less? It's Hila. What's the difference between six and seven? Rosho Verubo Beshulchana. So who needs Shulchana? Beisilel. Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says Rosho is sufficient. Why does Beis Shammai need a shear of Rosho Vishulchana to be Zayin Tefachim? Why? So there's a Sugya Rav Gimel about this. And so in the case of Sukkah Gedola, it's clearly based on Shema Yimashich. Achas Shulchana. That's Sukkah Gedola Machlok. In the Sukkah Ketana, so is it based on that, or is it based on what the Lachem Hashem Sinai was? So that's Machokis Rishon. So again, we're going to have to go into that issue. You have to flesh this out yourselves a little bit. If you hold that the reason of Gzeira was not only by the case of Sukkah Gedola, but even by Sukkah Ketana, that really Midaraisa of Ishamai would also have been happy with six Tvachim. Midarabanan, he needs seven. I don't know if this worked with the Ramban either in the Mochamos. But now, how much is an amma? Six. How much is the yom din midoraisa? Six. So really, midoraisa, the yom din, can work for sukkah. The chachamim say you need seven tefachim. That would only be because of the gzeira of Shami Yimashech, that's even requiring seven tefachim. So again, it gets reduced within the Rabbanan. That's what these, you know, who want to suggest that the whole sugi is only the Rabbanan, that's how they would deal with Yom.
Doesn't the Ron himself say there that two rishus?
The whole problem of it not working, that's the reason the whole problem that you need Nigul for is that Chum to step away from the Rabbanan and say, okay, it'll be good enough for Shabbos, so it'll be good enough for Sukkah. But it's only solving the din and drabanan. What do you mean? This that doesn't work for Sukkah is a din d'oraisa. Is a din d'oraisa? The answer is no. In the case of an amma, the midoraisa is fine. Because the chachamim are only arguing on Rav Yaakov because they need not to rely on the diyum din of a tefach, they need shear of kilchasan. But the reason why I say kilchasan, really kilchasan is zayin tefachim, only the last tefach is only drabanan. The amma would have been sufficient midoraisa. But then it only comes out to be a problem with the Rabbana. All right, so finish up the run and see what else we can do for tomorrow. This is a shiur at 11 o'clock tomorrow.